You have your Bible tonight and you want to turn with us to 1 Samuel chapter number 10. 1 Samuel chapter number 10, verse 1. The Bible says, "Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, 'It is not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance when thou art departed from me today. Then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sapphire. That in the border of Benjamin of Zelza, and they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and with tabard and with a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these things are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me into Gilgal. Behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same of the same place answered, said, But who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, Is Saul also among the prophets. And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, Whither went ye? And he said, To seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, Tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, He told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the manner of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your household. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin come near by their families, the family of Marti was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if a man should yet come thither, and the Lord answered, Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, See ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and write it in a book, and laid it upon up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help on this, Stauber Charles. Not the man I used to be. Not the man I used to. We say that all the time, don't you? We hear people all the time, but just about every day, if you get to talking to Christians, somebody will say, you'll come around to it, and God will bring to our remembrance what we used to be, praise God, and we'll just out and say, well, I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the woman I used to be. Amen. As we see this in the life of Saul, we see how God took him and he made him to a man he became not the man he used to be. He became a different creature, a creation in Christ Jesus. Now you know the story here in 1 Samuel, how God began to move in the hearts and the minds of the people, how God intervened between Israel and the Philistines, and how God gave them a great victory over the Philistines. And now the people of Israel got the ark back. They had brought it back themselves. And the Philistines rose up to attack them. And God Almighty intervened. And God Almighty made a great thunder in that day. Praise God from heaven. I like it when God thunders from heaven. And a lot of people, hey, when you hear that thunder rolling, praise God, somebody said, well, that's just a God of bowling. And I won't say that's God Almighty. I praise God being God. Praise His holy name. And when He thunders from glory, praise God, something's going on. They say, hey, when that thunder gets to rolling, that static electricity starts a bouncing off everywhere. Glory, hallelujah. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm just talking about the power of an almighty God. Praise God, coming down to us when you can hear it and you can see it. Praise God, a little while you can just almost touch it. Amen. Praise God. But they said to God, intervene in behalf of Israel. Praise God. He moved upon them and he smote those Philistines, praise God, and drove them as they chased them down. And they smote, the Bible says in chapter 7, plumb to Bethkar. Amen. And the Bible says when they got done with that, Samuel took a stone and said, 1 Samuel 7, verse 12. And said, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto. In other words, from now on. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? He said, from now, hitherto. He said, from now on. From now on, praise God. Saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Amen. He put out here Ebenezer. Praise God. That literally means that the Lord hath helped us. Now I want you to picture this. And I said this, going back to here to say this. Praise God. When God helps you, don't take it for granted. Don't take it lightly. Don't push it off like it's just a coincidence. Praise God. Just go ahead and lift your hands and say, to God be the glory. Praise His holy name. I say, He done it again. God come through. People say, well, it's just a coincidence. Say, glory, hallelujah. I know it's just God. It's just God doing again what He's done before. And He'll do it again, praise God. Amen. Wow, He did same yesterday and forever, praise God. He changes not. Praise God. He'll still continue to bless. He'll still continue. The Lord will still continue to help us all the days of our life. Why do we get into mulligrams thinking that because of such certain situations that's taking place, that God just ain't there? Last time I looked, He's always there. He's in every situation. Amen. You say, preacher, don't always go out the way that we want it to, praise God. We don't understand a whole lot of it, praise God, but God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. I think I'm just going to stay with God one day. He'll take me out of here, and then it'll all become clear then. Praise God, it's all about Him, and praise God, because He has helped us, and He'll help us again. But we said all that, say this, and then Israel comes along. Bible said Samuel judged Israel all days of his life. Till Samuel's coming down to the end. And they gather him together when Samuel's old, and the people get together with him, and they say, you know what, Samuel, we want to be like the rest of the nations. We want us a king. Now they had a king of glory. Amen. They had God Almighty. They were a part of a theocracy. Amen. Not a monarchy. Praise God. Amen. A theocracy. A one. They had one God. Praise God, who was all that they needed. God was sufficient. I want to say God is sufficient for all our needs. Amen. I tell you, if God can't help you, you might as well forget about a man. Hello? If God can't take care of your needs, if God can't meet your needs, if God can't help you, if God isn't sufficient for you, praise God, you can forget about a person, because I guarantee they'll let you down so many times in one day you'll be disappointed. Amen. But they said, we want to be like these other nations. Samson said, hey, listen, God's already brought you out of Egypt. He's delivered all the nations to you. He's conquered everybody that you went up against. Praise God, you think a king's going to do that for you? They said, oh, but we won't be like the other nations. Amen. You know, America's so crazy today, we want to be like the other nations. Don't matter how much impoverished they are. I said, we want to be like them. Amen. I think I just want to go with God, praise God. I want to stay on His side. He knows what we need, praise God, and is able to supply it. He owns everything, glory to God. He's the God of the universe. He's the God of my life. Praise God, He's the God of the church. He's the God of the church people. Praise God, He's God of the pews. He's the God of the church mice. He's God all over, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. But they begin to ask the king. So God says, all right, Samuel, so they want a king. Said, if they ain't satisfied with me, said, we'll give them a king. Amen. You know the story. So Samuel gets his family. They lose their asses and they go out to hunt for them. And Saul and his servant, they go out one way and his father goes in a different direction and they get to looking for them. They can't find them. And so it's just a coincidence that they're out there wandering around in the wilderness for about 3 days hunting for these lost asses and they can't find them. And the servant says, well, there's a Caesar down the road here a little ways. And now that's what they used to call the prophets. Praise God. That was seers. There's a seer down there. He said, if we can go get to him, praise God, we can get maybe some information from him. Maybe he can help us because they know a little bit about everything. Amen. Now, how did they know a little bit about everything? They had connections. Amen. They wasn't hooked up with the government. They was hooked up with God. Amen. So the Saul said, well, we can't do that. Said, well, hey, we've done eat the bread, everything we had with us, we've done eat it. We don't have nothing to offer him. The servant said, well, in paraphrase, I've got just a little piece of money. We can take that down there and we'll go see that seer and we'll get with him and he'll tell us what we need to know. Now, this is a whole lot of coincidence that's taking place. Amen. In the life of this little fella, this feller. Well, now he ain't a little feller. Probably they said he was a head and shoulders above the rest. So he must have been a tall fella. Amen. So they go down there and they find Samuel. And Samuel's there and he's taking him. And Samuel already knew that he was coming. Just a coincidence. Amen. So when they stop and they ask some folks where the seer is, and say, well, it's just about the time of the day they go up to offer the sacrifice. He said, if you hurry, you can meet him right down the road. He'll be getting ready to go up on top of the mound to offer up the sacrifice. So they'll scurry on down there, get down there, and they find Samuel, praise God. And Samuel begins to talk to Saul. God's already told him. He said, this is the man, praise God, that I want you to anoint. He said, this is the man that's going to be king. Praise God, they want a king. We'll give them a king. So God Almighty moves in His sovereignty and His mercy and His grace. He said, praise God, I'll pick him out myself. And I'll put him in place. Hey, listen, hey, nothing happened by coincidence. Praise God, He brings up men and He puts them in places, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Praise God. God Almighty's in control. Amen. A lot of times we get tore up because these wicked people get in high places. Amen. I've been scratching, digging my head for 6 months trying to figure it out. Amen. But God Almighty, he ain't confused. He knows exactly what He's doing. The Bible says Saul come down there and they had demanding a king. Now they've done, Now you think about this. You think about this a little bit. They said they'd come through the battle, come through the fight. They'd defeated their enemy. I mean, the Philistines was the greatest enemy that Israel had. One of. They was constantly like a little old fast dog nipping at their heels. God Almighty, praise God, set the pressure on them, amen, and put them on the run. Then he set a stone, praise God, Ebenezer. He said, praise God, who did that? Said, God Almighty. Amen. Go down and look at that stone. Said, what's that stone about? Said, that's where God helped us. Amen. So we couldn't. There's a little old nippy yapping thing was going on all the time. Praise God, God Almighty, come and put the yapper down the road. Amen. See, needs some more God to get some yapping down the road. Amen. Them are nipping at the heels of God's people. Praise God, we need some relief. Amen. Praise the Lord, the devil don't give up. He don't give in. But praise God, they said, God's overcome him. So the people, they demand a king as though God wasn't enough. If we ain't careful, you say, well, preacher, I can't believe Israel done that. You know, a lot of times we say that. But you know, we're not much better. We're all the time, we're chasing after things all over the place. It ain't got nothing to do with God. Amen. Praise God. Because you say, well, you know what that says? It says, well, God ain't enough. I don't say, praise God, God is enough and then some. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see the Holy Ghost, that we see God Almighty begin to move. Samuel's anointed. Amen. Samuel anoints Saul, praise God, chapter 10, 1 Samuel. He anoints him, praise God, and begins to explain to him the things that's going to be happening. And just to show him that, praise God, the power of God. And that he is who they say he is, a seer, a prophet of God. Amen. He tells him, he said, listen, son, you're going to go up and there's some things that's going to happen to you. Amen. So he said, like, listen, he said, what he tells him, he says, be expecting things to happen to you. I want to say tonight, children, as children of God, we need to be expecting things to happen to us. Amen. Hello, now stay with me. I'm talking about Holy Ghost things. I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about touch of God things. I'm talking about seeing God move things. I'm talking about getting a looking for Him and seeing Him. Seeing a manifestation of God in your life, in your heart, in your house, in your home, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your wife, in your husband, in your children, and your church, and your country, and your nation. Just looking for God to move. Amen. When He does, just go to shouting and a praise. Woo! Keep on going, God. Praise the Lord. Like we ought to be like cheerleaders on the sideline of the, well, I start saying a football game. Praise God. We don't watch them nor. Amen. It said the NFL's done gone gay. Let them have it. Amen. But we'll get on the sideline. Praise God. And we'll root for our team. Praise God. All the way to the last field goal. Amen. That's the way we ought to be with God. We ought to be cheerleaders for God. You say, preacher, God don't need me. Well, you're foolish. God needs every one of us, praise God. He needs us to be on His side. He needs us to be shouting and appraising and encouraging. Say, Lord, please just do again, God, that you've done in days. We want to see your power again, Lord. I want to feel the presence of God. I want the Holy Ghost to tiptoe across my heart every day of my life. I don't want to have a minute, praise God. I tell you what, Monday, I was there at the house and we'd picked a bushel of beans Friday, late Friday evening for Sunday. Fixed a bunch of them, brought up here and all the rest of them we began. I broke them things up and got the cannon. And I told Teresa, she got in there and I said, let's run up there and see if there's just a few more to finish out this run. And then we got in there and got the hook, and I figured there'd just be enough, maybe do a jar or two. We got another half a bushel. And I said, God be the glory. But I was there, praise God, most of the time by myself. I was there in the house, and I was praising God, praying, and just talking to the Lord. And God was a blessing my heart. He took me and said, hey, if I preach everything He laid on my heart this week, I pray God you'd be here in the morning. I pray God, I don't know that it was for you, but it's just for me. Boy, I got over in the glory world. Praise God. My kitchen was aglow. I thought for a while it was that new light Teresa put up. But I got to thinking about it. It wasn't that light at all. It was a light that shined down in my soul. It was Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God that was tiptoeing across me just to bless me on purpose. I praise God being good to me because He could. Amen. Praise His holy name. So He anoints Saul to be the king. Amen. People wanted a king because God wasn't enough. God help us, young, as God won't be enough for me and you. But they wanted a king. So God says, okay, He said, I'll anoint you a king. They put him in there and sent him down the road. He met these people. Now, but the Bible says in verse number 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Thou shalt prophesy with them and shalt be turned into another man. In other words, Lord said, hey, listen, Saul. He said, you're going to get down the road a little ways and you're not going to be the man you used to be. Amen. Hey, listen, when I get down the road just a little way, Brother Miles, I'm not the man I used to be. I pray God, I'm not the man I'm going to be, but I'm definitely not the man I used to be. Hey, I'm not the person I was yesterday. Praise God. Because of Monday, praise God, I'm a different man from what I was yesterday. Amen. Praise God, because God's a tip-toe. The Holy Ghost of God stirred in my soul, praise God. He just let me know He loves this little old country boy. Praise God. Hey, listen, forget about the city folk, amen. They don't have nothing on me. The God of heaven, praise God, I'm glad He loves little old country folk. Amen. Praise God. I love my country heritage, don't you? Praise God. I know how to grow a bean to tater. Amen. Praise God, you do too. We take care of each other. We have to, praise God. We're going to make it through this thing, country folk. We'll make it, praise God, because God made it that way. But the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Coming of the Spirit. Amen. Because of coming of the Spirit, praise God, I'm not the man I used to be. The Holy Ghost of God come upon my heart, and He touched my soul, praise God. Made me different. Something peculiar took place in me. Jesus said this in John chapter 15. But He said, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. So what took place? You say, what took place in old Saul's life? The Holy Ghost of God come upon him. He got down the road a little ways, praise God. He got around some good godly preaching, and he got around some good godly music, amen. Praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God was in it. Praise the Lord. That's what happened to me on Monday. The Holy Ghost of God come into where I was. Some good preaching and some good godly music. Praise be to God, and the Holy Ghost of God come in to the kitchen with me. As a can of beans, praise God, kept out with me for several hours, praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know what went on, but glory be to God, I got help in my soul. You ever have that happen? You know what I'm afraid of? It's not happening enough because we're not looking for it. Amen. He said, hey, listen, Saul, Samson, you go up and you be a looking, expecting something. Amen. When we get to looking, expecting it, we'll find it. Somebody said a while back, well, the church, preacher, the churches just ain't what they used to be. God ain't changed. Huh? God ain't changed. You know what changed? We have. We don't come to church expecting worship and having Him show up. We don't expect the Holy Ghost of God to intervene. We don't expect the Holy Ghost of God to pour out blessings on us. We don't get them. Amen. But Saul went up. He went up expecting. Amen. These fellas come out. They was a playing. They was a worshiping. They was prophesying. And the Bible said the Spirit of God come upon him. Amen. Now in the Old Testament, they weren't indwelt the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God just came upon them. And then he could leave. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God don't leave me. Now we can grieve him to where he can't have his right away in our hearts. Amen. You say, how'd that happen? Because truth was revealed. Amen. That when the Holy Ghost of God was there, praise God, God was moving. God, He seen the Spirit of God. He seen the prophets of God. He heard the music of God. He felt the Spirit of God. Amen. God came upon him. God began to touch his heart. He said, I send you a comforter. Amen. Which is Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verse number 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. You know what makes a difference between us having the Spirit and not having the Spirit is the truth. When we know the truth. It broke my heart that I heard somebody say, "Well, preacher, I'm saved, but I don't believe the Bible." I've never heard such in my life. You can't be saved and not believe this book. Because if you don't believe the Word of God, then you're an unbeliever. Amen? You have to be a believer to be saved. And you have to have the truth to know. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Amen. He said, "I'm going to send a Comforter, praise God, who's going to intervene in everything that you do." He said, "I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, praise God." That's what made a difference in Saul's life, when the Holy Spirit of God came upon him. The Bible says, "Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man." He said, "Thou shalt prophesy." Amen. He said, "You're going to prophesy." He said, "When the Holy Ghost of God comes in, you learn the truth, praise God. Truth moves in. You take the truth in, praise God. Then you go out in the world and you prophesy. You testify. You praise God. You tell what God Almighty is doing in you." Amen. Now, hey, listen, not what He has done, what He is doing. I think we get the has-been sometimes. We get saved and think, "Well, we have been saved, but praise God, we act like we haven't, that we're not saved right now." Amen. Well, praise God, you've been saved. Praise God, you're saved through eternity. Praise the Lord. We just have to realize the Holy Ghost is with us right now all the time. Because Jesus said, "I'll go and I'll send you a Comforter, praise God, which is the Holy Ghost, and He'll teach you truth, praise God, and truth will make you free, and you'll be able to testify and praise God all the time. Won't be nothing to hold you back." Amen. Well, I don't know why we hold back anyway, or just brag on Jesus, praise God. It feels pretty good. Amen. Some people look at you funny, but that's all right. Praise God, you give them something they take home with them. Praise God, it's better than an apple. Amen. Praise God. They take it home, it'll last longer. Praise God. He said, he began to testify, praise God, prophesy, but he began to prophesy with them. Amen. Say, some people met him along the road, praise God. He said, "You're going to be, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. You're going to prophesy with them." Amen. In other words, praise God, you'll fit in. Hey, praise God. When you're not that man you used to be, praise God, you'll fit in the crowd of God's people. You get to where you won't fit in the world, but praise God, you'll fit in the house of God. Amen. Praise God. It don't bother us at all, Brother Jeff, you jump up and praise the Lord. It don't bother me a bit, praise God. If I'm preaching, you say amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, hey, you get the amen and old men, praise God, things get to happening around the house of God. We get some direction, praise God, from the throne of grace. God will begin to bless our hearts. Change us from the inside out. He said they're going to have some communion on the road. He said they're going to meet these fellows. Praise God, they're going to prophesy. The Spirit of God's going to come. They're going to prophesy. And you're going to prophesy. Praise God, God, the Holy Ghost is going to fill you full. Praise God, and you're going to like it. Amen. If you like it, you'll do it again. Amen. He said they'll have some good fellowship with others. He said, you'll have some good fellowship with the Lord. We ever get to praising God with others, praise God. We don't realize, but we're having fellowship with God. That's what God does when believers get to praising God. We're fellowshipping with one another, and we're all fellowshipping with God. Hello? Did you ever think, you said, "Preacher, I never thought of it like that." We ought to. Amen. Praise God. That's what I was doing Monday in the kitchen. I mean, God was fellowshipping. Praise the Lord. I liked him. He did too. Amen. He just kept coming through. Woo! Praise God. By the time I'd get a hold of myself, he'd come through again. Brother Robert, that's the way it ought to be, a child of God. Amen. Praise God. Say, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wipe tears and the snot and the boogers away. Praise God. About that time, he'd hit me again. Amen. You sure remind me not to eat none of them beans. Amen. Praise God. We clean up and go again. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise His name. God, well, because God Almighty come in, and something happened. He told Paul, he said, listen, he said that Paul all of a sudden saw what the man he used to be. God had done come in, sit in on him, changed him. Something took place. You know, the Bible tells us about a change like that. Over in Romans chapter number 12, the Bible talks about a change like that. In verse number 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. That means we're agreeable. Amen? That we're agreeable with God. We agree with Him. You know, when the Bible says, you know what, you're just an old sinner, you say, yes, Lord, I am. Amen? You don't say, well, but God. Well, you know what buts? Goats. You don't believe me? Come to my house and I'll show you. Teresa's favorite little critter is there. And he's the buttonest thing you ever seen. But praise God, little sheep are docile, praise the Lord. They don't butt. Amen. Have to look around and see which one we are. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, we can't be fashioned like the things around us. So if you say that, you got to say we can't fit in. We don't fit. We're like an odd piece in a puzzle. We don't fit. Amen. He said, but be ye transformed. Now he's talking about a metamorphosis. You want to tell you what happened to Saul, praise God, when he was going up there and he met those folk praising and worship God and praising music and preaching the gospel. Praise God, he was metamorphosized by the Holy Ghost of God. Holy Ghost of God come upon him, praise God. The Bible said when he left out from talking to Samuel, that God gave him a new heart. Amen. A heart that's tender, a heart that's receptive, a heart that's looking for something. Amen. When we get saved, we ought to have a heart that's looking for something. We ought to have a teachable spirit. Amen. Ought to have a teachable spirit. But there was a metamorphosis took place, a transformation. Amen. That was inside him, praise God. God metamorphosized it into something greater than that. Paul come out of shouting and a praising and giving God glory. He said, it's by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, complete, whole will of God for our lives. Just to be pleasing to God. To not be the man that we used to be. To be something different from day one and can keep getting more different every day. Now that may not be good English, but praise God it'll work. Or to be just a little more different. Every day, with the help of the Lord. Saul was never bigger in the eyes of God when he was hiding in the stuff. Amen? Hello? When they went and got Saul, there's a going on king, they said, well, where's this fella at? We'll, you know, get this thing done. When they looked around, they couldn't find him. Lord said, the Lord said, behold, he hath hid himself in the stuff. Among the stuff. In other words, there's some wagons and things there. Saul done crawled up in there and hid. Looks like king material to me. But he was never bigger in the eyes of God than when he was little in humility within himself. Amen. When he humbled himself, God began to lift him up. God began to magnify him. God began to encourage his heart. God began to be God to him. Praise the Lord, he began to see it. Small within himself and large in the eyes of God. Boy, if we could just ever humble ourselves before God, just realize that we ain't nothing, but He's everything. Amen. Praise God. I know I ain't much. Praise God. But He's my all in all. He's my God and my Heavenly Father. Praise God. He is the power. Praise God. The change that it makes in our life. The power that God makes us, gives us to make that change. See, the truth was revealed. Verse number 7, he said, let it be when these signs are come unto thee. He said, when the truth is revealed, when you see what I've told you come to pass, when you see, praise God, that the Word of God is real, I'm afraid what's happening in the world today that the people think, well, the Word of God's not real. I've heard people tell me, well, preacher, the Bible's just a fairy tale. It's just what some man said. No, it's not a fairy tale. It's the Word of God. But we've got a messed up world today, and they take our children and they tell them, you know, well, you don't have to believe the Bible. The Bible's not real. It's just what some man said. No, the Bible is real. It's what thus says the Word of God. The truth is what makes it. Truth is what reveals to us God, reveals to us what God can make us to be. Amen. That truth revealed. Praise God. That we can come along and mind the Lord. He said, let it be when these signs are come unto thee. When the truth comes to you, praise God, so that you can see it. He said, that thou do as occasion serve thee. He said, praise God. He said, when to do? He said, just mind the Lord. So do what God would have you to do. Do what God expects you to do, what God asks you to do. Amen. You say, preacher, it's so hard to do it. Yeah, but you got to remember, God's with you. Amen. God will not ask us to do anything that He won't help be there to help us to do it. Right. Amen. Promised He would. He said, and let it be in thee, these signs come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. Amen. So He said, God's going to be there. So we're not the man we used to be because God's there with us to help us every day, praise God, to be that new creature in Christ. A different person to give us power from the throne of grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17, Paul says this. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He said, all things are caused to be changed. Amen. You can't be the same thing you used to be because you're different now. Amen. No, Brother Bill, you say if without a change, there's no change. I believe that with all my heart, praise God. I believe there's got to be some kind of a change in you. There's going to be some kind of change in us when we get born again. Praise God. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And it's us in Christ to receive that glory, to give it back to Him. Amen. Praise God. That's what Colossians says, 1:27. He said, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So it's not the man we used to be, not the man we're going to be, but the man that God will help us to be. Those signs come to Saul. He's seen these signs. He said it in verse number 9. He said it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. Amen. And then Saul begins to prophesy. And the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon him and he prophesied. The Spirit of God makes the difference. The Spirit of God in us. You say, preacher, how do we? Because we've been born again. We've been born again, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God dwells in you. We just have to give the Holy Ghost His right away so He can take our hearts and create in us what He'd have us to be. Amen. It's not about us, but it's about Him for His glory. And we can fight Him or we can side with Him. Amen. We can go with God or we can fight God. Listen, I've been on both sides of the aisle. I think I'm just going to go with God. Amen. It's hard to fight against God. Amen. Because it's a no-win opposition. You ain't going to win when you fight against God, praise God. But when we ask God to help us, He will. So they took Saul, they brought him out, and they made him king. And they set him up, and God the Holy Ghost kept come upon him. Boy, He'd just bless him. He'd fill him. He'd run him over. But he's just like us. He was human. He was a man, praise God. And if we ain't very careful, we'll push away the very God that loved us, the very God that saved us. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if we're not that man we used to be, praise God, we oughtn't to do the things we used to do. Amen. But we ought to just cry out to the Lord. We ought to draw nigh to Him. And the Bible says if we'll draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to us. He'll come close to us. He'll come into us. He'll sup with us and us with Him. He'll clean us off a table, get rid of all that old trashy stuff, and He'll set us a brand new one. Amen. Praise God, you can eat off of, and it's good food, it's good eating. Praise God, it's healthy stuff. It'll make you grow in the Lord. It'll make you strong in the Lord. It'll give you encouragement. Praise God. Praise God, when discouragement comes, the encouragement will be there from the portals of glory. He'll encourage your heart because we're not the man we used to be. we're somebody different in Christ Jesus the Lord. Christ Jesus the Lord. A new creature. A new creation. Something that God gets glory out of. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you that you're nobody. Amen. Next time I tell you and you think, well, you know what? I'm not the man I used to be, not the woman I used to be. Amen. Do it with a smile and say, praise God, because God Almighty has moved into my heart. God Almighty's making the difference today in me, in my life. Praise His holy name. God made a difference in Saul's life. God made a difference, can make a difference in our life. I'm glad today that the Holy Ghost of God don't come and go like He did then. But I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God makes His abode in us. He dwells in us. And He helps. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, He'll send you another comforter. A comfort that'll abide in your heart every day, the rest of the days of your life. Amen. Praise God. And they'll make us into that we're not the people we used to be, but the people God would have us to be. Amen.